The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Rather than give a man a fish, it's better that you teach him how to fish. That statement is so stupid and wrong that it makes me want to spit in nails when I hear it. First off, it's one of those things people say to sum up a conversation about a bothersome topic. Everyone nods as the sentence begins, and by the end, everyone feels wise, like they know the answer to a whole range of murky problems. Statements like that are always dangerous, so I'm taking this one apart. Look at the structure. Rather than da-da-da, it's better you da-da-da. That kind of statement builds a fence, either this or that. And it makes a value judgment. Something is better. You can be a contrarian, disagree, say, no, it's better to give them the fish. But unless you launch into a diatribe like this one, you cop to a simplistic structure of the world that says some people have fish, and some men, and maybe women too, should be getting either charity fish or fishing lessons. What fish? What are you doing with it? Is it poised, juicy, and inviting beneath your fork when some hungry person comes along and says, hey, give me some of that fish? Seizing the opportunity to make a difference, you say, just a minute while I finish eating and then we can work on some of the rudiments of fly casting. You could stop eating and put your fish in the fridge, but that might make them want a fridge too. Sometimes people tell me I'm really cynical, that I fail to appreciate that people say the thing about the fish and the fishing lessons out of a deep trouble in the kind part of their hearts over the dilemma of the deserving rich and the deserving poor. How come you have fish and they don't? You do know how to fish, don't you? If there's fish around, why haven't they figured out how to catch them? Maybe they live in a place where salmon once ran so abundantly that the streams were literally clogged with them, and all they had to do was go out and pick them up. You're going to have to teach them to cast all the way down the watershed and into the pool in front of the first dam blocking the way so they can reel the salmon up from there. Will it be okay to give them a rod and reel, or should you teach them how to make that too? Maybe they do know how to catch fish, but don't catch them anymore since the trawlers raked up the ocean floor ecosystem for as far out as their primitive craft could go. Then I guess you teach them to work on trawlers and in processing plants to get money with which they can buy their fish. They can even get it in cans. I know I'm supposed to know this isn't really about fish. It's about how poor people got to be that way. They have inferior technology and don't know enough. Not only is our knowledge and technology superior, but we have acquired them at great cost to human and planetary life. If the fruits of our outstanding ingenuity are wasted, it will mean that all that killing and destruction went for naught. We have a moral imperative to share the things we know and can do, and it's so gratifying to share them with poor people, the people who really need them, people unspoiled by the greedy greed of consumerism, people who, if you teach them right, won't get caught up in destructive habits like we have and will live happily and humbly ever after. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.